Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Market Watch on the Morning Run. It's 16 minutes past 9 o'clock. I've got Hedi Humaizi Hussein on the line. He is the director of institutional sales at Saturna. Hey, good morning, Hedi. Now we've been reporting the slew of corporate earnings results. What's your assessment of the report so far? Have you been detecting any themes or trends?
Well, we have a few more days to go before we can conclude the quarterly earnings results in terms of its performance. So far, it's been a hit and miss reporting season, with some companies reporting, you know, very poorly results, but some came in positive surprises. For example, RSB Capital, Telkom Malaysia, and on the other hand, you know, Axiata, UMW Holdings, SAMW continue to disappoint, in my view. In terms of trends, I noticed that everybody will have noticed that as well. The oil and gas sector continues to disappoint or heading south. So at this point in time, I think the current trend is that, you know, overall, it's going to be a hit and miss in terms of the earnings performance. I remember reading a lot of reports in the early part of the year where a lot of analysts were focusing on a double-digit growth or high single-digit earnings and growth for this year. But at this point in time, I think we are more moderate. You know, we don't think that, you know, it's going to be, you know, very, very sort of like promising towards the end of the year. But nonetheless, you know, investors will have to be very, very choosy in terms of picking their stocks. I think, you know, good stocks with strong fundamentals, strong balance sheet will be the key theme for this year rather than, you know, moving into any sectors that we foresee. Because at this point in time, you know, the oil and gas, the plantation sector, for example, hit and miss in the healthcare sector. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's no, you know, significant trend that I can see, you know, coming in to the second quarter. But of course, you know, in any normal quarters, the third quarter will be a, you know, something that we will see that will provide clarity to the investors whether or not the corporate earnings this year will be a strong one or just a mild one.
Okay, so you're waiting for the third quarter to make a better assessment. But, you know, taking into consideration what you just said, we've noticed that foreign selling on Bursa has really increased. In fact, it hit a 2016 high last week. What do you think is driving this outflow?
Well, before we go to the, you know, heightened selling pressure from the foreigners, we also have to remember that in the early part of March and April, you know, the foreigners were one of the, you know, the buyers in our market. Mm-hmm. You know, they were coming in strongly. You know, I remember talking to the public about, you know, strong foreign buying. But at this point in time, we are talking about the opposite, you know, where the foreigners are selling the market, you know, with about 1.16 billion. You know, in the last 2 weeks. So far for Malaysia, I think we are not the only country in Southeast Asia that has been experiencing this foreign selling. Indonesia, for example, was one of the worst performers as well. And bear in mind, they also were one of the positive ones in the month of March and April in terms of foreign buying. So at this one time, I think, you know, more or less it's more towards the U.S. Federal Reserve, you know, increasing the rates and talks about, you know, them doing it in June is also a concern for investors in Southeast Asia. And the other thing that, you know, people are looking at is that, you know, the weak ringgit is also a concern, you know, for investors in this part of the world. Mm-hmm. So I think these two factors were contributing to the selling pressure, but nonetheless, you know, coming towards, you know, sort of like the year end, I think we'll see some foreign buying, okay? You know, we'll see that again.
Well, on the fixed income side, Hedi, we saw a ratings downgrade on several GCCs. What are your views on GCC Sukuk at the moment?
Well, last week, Egypt's long-term sovereign credit rating was downgraded to negative by S&P. You know, Moody's cut the Saudi Arabia, Oman and Bahrain credit rating by one notch to A1, BA1 and BA2. And I think most of these countries, the GCC countries, were hit by the weak crude oil prices throughout the year. And I think, you know, the outlook for these GCC countries will continue to be sort of like neutral to a bit of negative. I think for our strategy, what we are looking at is that, you know, we are looking at a barbell strategy whereby we look at the long-term sovereign Sukuk issues, okay, whereby we think that if a country, the GCC countries, can, you know, sort of like enhance the revenue activities or preserve the credit status or increase taxes at any point of time, that's where we'll be looking at. You know, we'll be very, very choosy in the GCC countries, but nonetheless, with the short supply of Sukuk issuers, you know, we will still look for, you know, issuers that will be giving out a premium and also make good yields coming forward.
Okay. Hedi, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for speaking with us today. That was Hedi Humaizi Hussein, Director of Institutional Sales at Saterna. And now, Ibrahim speaks to Tim Mulholland, Managing Partner of China America Capital Company in Chicago.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.